Hey, Billy, welcome to Milberger's Gardening South Texas. How you doing today?
Doing good. How are you all today?
Doing great. Good. Hey, Billy, what's going on?
What are you calling about? To brag about more tomatoes or what?
Billy,
no, no tomatoes right now.
I bet he'd been sued by tree trimmers.
The old ones are gone and the new ones are around the corner yet. Oh. No, I'm calling about grass. Y'all have been recommending Jammer Zoysia. And I was over at Milberger's a couple of days ago, and I see a sign up says they don't sell it anymore.
Yeah,
what's going on?
I just saw that, too, and I don't know. I would guess it's a supplier thing, but I will have to find out.
Yeah, well, let me know if you find out, will you?
I know.
Oh, do you?
It's a supplier thing.
Supplier thing, okay. Because it's been on the market for a number of years, and I've never seen it not perform well, so I kind of suspected it. It's supplier situation.
Well, I remember Jerry always has this problem of saying, you know, you don't recommend anything unless you can produce, and so I was just kind of wondering what was going on.
Yeah, well, they threw a curve at us.
Well, it's still around.
Other
still
places have
sold,
it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, just curious. Now, we got a little for the association this year, and I could have put a couple of blocks in my yard, and it's competing with the St. Augustine, and it's doing pretty good. It's a thicker grass.
Yeah, it's very thick.
And it gives you a better carpet than St. Augustine does.
But the St. Augustine doesn't grow over the top of it, huh?
No, it hasn't yet.
Uh-huh.
Little runners are going into it, but that's one of the reasons I put it there, just to see. But it's a darker...
Jerry, are you going to tell us or not? You're just going to say it's a supplier
thing.
It's darker in color, and it's thicker.
Yeah. We'll get the
details. Well, now I've got some out there plant. You know, I got some when I got talking about for the dog, for the stupid dogs tracking the mud in, and put it out there with in a shadier area with Tifway Bermuda, and the Tifway Bermuda, of course, it's kind of a blue green color anyway, and that Jammer is a kind of a lighter green, so you can see the demarcation there, but. As far as when they mow them, it's the same height. I mean, everything is growing along there pretty good. So that Bermuda next to that Zoysia is working out pretty good.
I suspect that St. Augustine will take over, but it hasn't yet. And the Jammer's real good. I used El Toro Zoysia in the past, and I liked it, so I just thought I would try a little bit of this. And I saw that sign, I wondered what was going on.
So, yeah, I've heard from a turf people up there that they've been having some problems with El Toro. So I don't know. I don't guess there's anything perfect, you know, after you have them around for several years and several different environmental conditions take over, then they start sometimes showing their weaknesses.
Well, that's all I'm going to talk about today.
You don't have anything to brag
on?
No,
wait a minute,
no.
Billy.
I won't go away if y'all won't talk.
As long as you've been around.
Yeah.
And you've seen these tree trimmers come through the neighborhood, then.
Come again?
These tree trimmers that come through the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Billy's also managed properties where he's had to use tree trimmers.
Okay, so you've managed properties. Have you ever heard of anybody being sued by a tree trimmer?
No.
Oh, now, but Billy.
I wonder why we haven't been getting any calls on that.
Do you know whether, we're trying to find this out. I had mentioned that I thought that if you got someone who didn't have their own insurance, who wasn't insured and bonded or whatever, that if they were on your property and had an accident, that they could hold you responsible.
Yes.
Aha.
What I hear. I've never had any experience.
So with your,
why haven't they done it?
With your properties, would you, when you get a tree trimmer, do you get somebody that's bonded and all, or do you take a chance?
I take a chance, but I stand there and watch them.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Well,
so,
if they fall.
So you could be a witness when they fall.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You could just watch them hit the ground.
Jerry's plan is just to deny that they ever. I don't know what those people were doing to my tree. I wasn't going to stop them.
Yeah, you don't pay them before, do you, Billy?
No way. I pay them when they get through.
And when you see them fall off the roof, you go on in the house there.
Yeah.
Who is that falling
disappeared.
Off my roof out there?
No, I've never had that happen, and I've used a lot of tree trimmers.
Absolutely, me too. I don't know. I can't explain it, Milton. I understand your point.
I did not say that.
But I'm saying, you know how many tree trimmers there are in San Antonio?
I did. Listen.
Thousands of them.
All it takes is one. And if you're the
And I have not heard of one doing
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, Billy.
All right. Yeah. Doesn't mean they can.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm just telling
this,
you.
This may be a long fight here.
Don't they?
I don't know that they don't.
Now we,
got, well, we hadn't gotten any calls.
That doesn't mean anything.
I'll bet we've got this important.
Here's
this
a guy. Maybe he has a tree trimmer.
No, he wants out of this. Here you go. Come on over here a second and we'll answer your question.
No.
Okay.
You don't want to do
and
that.
we'll take a quick break then. And while we do,
all you people that have had been sued by tree trimmers, please get on those lines.
All right. 308-8867.
Can we turn it around and say all the people that had their deals cut by a tree trimmer and weren't sued, call in?
No, I just...
Wouldn't that prove
something? It doesn't matter. It just...
You're saying that there's nobody listening to our show.
I'm saying, and just like Billy said, you may be taking a risk. So you
you're definitely taking a risk.
You can take the risk. You're saying they never said. Don't worry about it. Hire them. That 80-year-old that wants to get up in your tree, he's going to do it for...
He don't even know how to spell Sue. He misspells Sue.
Oh, trust me.
He thinks Sue is his brother.
Trust me. Well, all right. Yeah, we don't live in a litigious society.
Hey, don't you start using that. That's not in the Bible.
Yeah, ask your brother about whether people
litigious
sue or not.
That litigious is not in the Bible.
308-8867. We're going to take a break and come back with more of Milberger's Gardening South Texas on AM 930 KLUP.